Everybody jump, 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 jump.
I said a hip, hop, the hip, it, hip, 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 hop, you don't stop.
Rap, rap.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Commissioner Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Who says that? Who says Commissioner Parker, wrap it up? That sounds like the voice of former County Commissioner District 4, Dave Peach. Is that who that is?
That is it.
Who it is.
Now, I think Kristen has a special request.
I would like to hear it in person.
We have Kristen Rhodes, who is also a longtime friend, former... executive director, CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber, right? Okay. And now realtor. Okay.
Realtor, yes.
Very good. So you had a request for our former commissioner?
I do. I need to hear it live and in person.
You got it, Kristen. Commissioner Parker, wrap it up, please.
And we're in the South, so it's polite.
That's right. So it's polite. Oh, man. Sam's dying if he's listening.
Morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
So, as I say, we got a couple of friends in here for the wrap. This is when we talk about the events of the week and just kind of hang out and pretend that we're having coffee or beers or, you know, whatever else might be appropriate these days. This is, weirdly, this is going to be the all-Navarre edition. Both of you live in Navarre.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that's all we're going to talk about, but there's a lot of Navarre stuff that we don't get into as much as we could. So let's start with the easy stuff. The community access road, the parallel alternate road to divert traffic off of Highway 98 as a bypass. This week on Monday, a bunch of residents showed up, and they were angry because their street was going to be one of the contenders to be turned into from the 25 to the 35 mile an hour street and widened and striped and, you know, made into a busy thoroughfare. And they were upset about this. This is something that you guys have been working on for a long time. I mean, you're not anymore because you're not in office, but thoughts on this?
People complain about traffic all the time, Andrew. And
I had never noticed.
Exactly. And if you look at Navarre, I mean, it's an island, really. You got 98 and you got 87. That's it. You know, so anyone leaving Holly by the Sea, where I live, or any of those areas, to get to Walmart, I have to go on 98. So you're flooding 98, which is already overcrowded, with these little connector roads, as they're called. And they're not four-lane superhighways that semis are going to be barreling down. But it just makes it easier for folks that live within that community get to Walmart Marketplace or get to the shopping centers without traversing onto 98, because folks complain, well, I can't get on 98, the lights take too long. Well, 98's the major thoroughfare, they get the right of way. So this started before I was in office. FDOT partnered with the county to do the feasibility study. Now FDOT's partnering to do the PD&E, which will look at, hey, what's the best option? Where are the environmental impacts and things like that? And the plan all along has been to be a two-lane road with a median, sidewalks, streetlights.
A median? Like a raised median?
Yeah, in the middle.
Oh, okay.
A little landscape median, because what you do to slow people down is how you design the road.
Narrow them.
You make it a little more narrow. You put a roundabout in instead of a stop sign. Natural things that force people to slow down. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the way the county laid it out many years ago, and there's problems with the way they laid some things out, but all those roads have 100, 120-foot rights-of-way already.
Oh, so they're designed for expansion.
They're designed for expansion. That's what you do with your planning and your zoning, is you go, hey, we're not going to build this road now and hope people come. But you don't, you know, encumber yourself and put a 20-lane or 20-foot wide road
right. And
then have to buy people's property all along. Like High School Boulevard, you could plow a 3-lane down High School Boulevard right now and not touch anybody's private property.
Hmm.
So let the PD&E study go through, see what they got designed, you know, or what they come up with proposals, and discuss it. Give input. It's like the 4-lane through Milton. Some of these things are necessary, and how to make it the best possible is to get involved early, be a part of the process, name your concerns, and work with the designers to make it happen.
Yeah, shape how the conclusion you don't want happens, because you can't stop the conclusion from happening.
Exactly.
That's the issue.
Exactly.
I understand the concern of residents, especially when you think, okay, there's all these roads that this could possibly be on, when there's really not, if you really take a look at it. But why me?
It's what, like there's two or three that are in the like final running three?
Right. Okay. There are really not a lot of options. But when it's your street, you feel like, why am I the one that's going to be inconvenienced by this? My kids play in the front yard. What kind of safety concern is this going to have? And so one, being a realtor and thinking, knowing that people were going to think about their property values or how is this going to affect me being able to sell my house down the road or whatnot, being on a busier road now when it was a quiet road, the safety of my kids, things like that. I understand those concerns, but like Dave said, get involved and really learn before you just come out. And I'm not saying that these people came out to complain without educating themselves first.
Sure.
But really learn, because you might learn in the end, you may like what happens with your road, because let me tell you, people are not driving the speed limit down any of those roads right now.
Right.
So if those improvements happen, it will probably force them to go slower and make your road a little bit more beautiful, a little bit safer. And so it could really benefit them in the end.
Yeah, these are, and I won't say, as you say, any particular folks, I can't say, but they might well be the people who would be asking for speed humps or speed bumps to slow traffic down. Mm-hmm. When a better solution would be actually to design the road better. And, you know, it might be somewhat faster officially, but faster officially versus what they drive now may not be any difference in the end. What I always think about, and I mean, this is, of course, somebody's going to, well, let's assume their view, somebody's going to suffer, okay? But I think about that all the time when I drive down roads where I'm like, God, I would never want to live on this road. And there's houses with driveways that pull out to it. And, of course, some of those roads, those houses were built before that was a four-lane road. Or before that was a 35-mile, you know, the road got expanded and we enjoy it now. But man, you know, I wouldn't want to live exactly on it. So I really get where people are coming from. But as you say, Dave, somebody is going to have to endure it. Otherwise, you just continue to get the horrible traffic.
Exactly. And, you know, I put a lot of sidewalks in when I was in. They're finishing now. There were folks who, you know, screamed for sidewalks. And there were folks who were saying, I don't want a sidewalk in front of my house.
Sure.
Because someone's going to walk in front of my house.
Right.
So you're always going to have, you know, the one that's impacted or not. You look at the sidewalks I put in now on Edgewood and to the new school. They're packed. People are out enjoying them.
They were walking on them when they were under construction.
So that's good. You found a good place.
Dry. They found the dry sidewalk, so there's not cement footprints everywhere. But
and you know, years ago, Holly by the Sea hired off-duty Santa Rosa County deputies to do speed control within Holly by the Sea. Paid out of the HOA's funds.
Okay.
It was over 90% of the speeding and blowing stop sign tickets were residents of Holly by the Sea.
Of course. It's the residents who know they're sick of having to take too long. It's, you know, like in my subdivision, I know that there's one stretch where there's like one guy who always complains about the people driving fast through that area. Well, that's not visitors.
Right.
That's the people who are there, and they're like, why do we have to go so slow? I mean, of course, that's the way that works. We've got Kristen Rhodes and Dave Peach here in the studio with me for the wrap. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look on 98 all the way through Navarre and Holly by the Sea. Everything is clear right now. What a blessed day. Probably because you two are in here. I'm totally kidding. There's no need for another road.
Everything's good.
See, 29 is accident-free from the Atmore cutoff down to the split at Pace Palafox and all the way through. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependent.
Thanks so much, Candy. The Land Development Code, something Santa Rosa County Commission, they took up in a big revision while you were in office. It was a mess because instead of doing a side-by-side, you completely reorganized the whole thing. So it was very hard to know what provision A in the first code matched up with on page 483. You know, it was very difficult to do. They're now in the process of redoing it, although the redos I don't think are very big. There are like a few things here and there that they're tinkering with. One of the things they're tinkering with maybe is the ban on bars coming and opening on 98. If they're within a half mile provision, 2,500 feet.
2,500.
You have to be more than 2,500 feet away from a school or a church, and which creates a 5,000-foot diameter, you know, almost a mile diameter barrier. And with the number of schools and the number of churches, that almost eliminates the possibility of opening any bars. Now, of course, Santa Rosa was a dry county for a long time, and people argued you let alcohol, and all of a sudden we'll be wanting to put alcohol everywhere. Commissioner Wright wants it to be one parcel distance. And I think, I'm trying to remember what they actually put into the recommendation. The meeting's going to be next Monday where the commissioners are going to talk about this. But the basic question is it okay to have more bars, even if they wind up being close to schools or churches on Highway 98? Thoughts, Kristen?
I definitely think there needs to be some revision in the code for this. If you think about, it's not just a bar. It could be a restaurant with that serves alcohol as well. So it's not just what you're thinking of, oh, that bar's going to open at 10, 11 in the morning and there's going to be people out there drinking and leaving when the kids are out, you know, going home from school and stuff like that. That's not the norm.
Right.
You know, that's not what you're looking at, but you're preventing restaurants potentially from going in, which people always say we don't have enough restaurants and we don't have enough places to go. Well, restaurants are more profitable when they are able to serve alcohol as well.
Really? And, are you sure?
Is that true?
Econ 101.
And it's something that customers actually want. They want to be able to have a beer or a glass of wine with their meal. Okay, all right, go ahead.
It's hard to believe, but you're limiting successful businesses from being able to operate and provide more amenities for residents in the community when you have more restrictive covenants like that. When I know that there's one parcel in Navarre, in Midway area, that the American Legion was actually looking at going into because they had to move their facility.
Right.
They weren't going to be able to because they serve alcohol. It was too close to a church. Mm-hmm. And so they could not go into that building that has been sitting vacant for years and years and years. So, and I also know of another church that is in a little strip mall that also has a restaurant there. The church came in after the restaurant was there. They have no problems at all. And I've spoken with that pastor. They have no problems being in a very close vicinity. So I definitely think it's something that needs to be amended.
And I got a text in here from Commissioner Wright who says it's also, it eliminates the possibility of a bowling alley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, maybe the unintended, what you didn't realize, but oh, so that would be kind of nice to have if somebody was willing to do it. But the problem is, where would you build one? And the answer is, nowhere.
Exactly. I mean, I fully support Commissioner Wright on this. He is spot on. That's what we hear. Kristen said, we want more restaurants. We want, you know, we don't want storage lockers. It's not going to be a problem. Separate it by a parcel. Colton's got a great plan, you know, and be a parent. There's churches that serve wine. Oh, you know, I'm not going to get into the whole religious thing.
It's the after.
But,
the after, you know, is wine, not the before.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I don't want to get into the whole religious thing, but you got to look at what makes sense. And property in Navarre is limited. There's commercial property vacant all along Highway 98. And I've talked to restaurants when I was in office. We don't want to come there because we can't build a, you know, put a bar in with our food service and things. And I worked with several places, a cigar shop that wanted to have beer in a cooler. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to draw it out on a map to make sure they were 2,500 feet from the front door by the most direct route,
right,
down a sidewalk, cross a street. You know, it's convoluted to try and get that in. And these business owners are like, I wouldn't do it again if I had the money.
You know, we had one of my favorite restaurants in Pensacola actually went away, the Burger Factory, at least in part, my understanding in part, is because they could never get a liquor license because they happened to be across the street and down a little bit from a school.
Right.
And, you know, who doesn't want to have a beer when they go to a burger place?
Exactly.
You know, and so they'd have like shakes, but still, I mean, you know, you're throttling or strangling businesses that obey the rules, and you're preventing businesses who might be able to benefit from a change in them. Yeah, I'm with you. But then again, I still think the idea of a dry county is a little bit, you know, quaint. There are some people who still have the idea, like, everything we can put in the way of becoming you know, Strip Club Row, Pensacola. It's kind of the, you know, the home of debauchery, right?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And just to be clear, the ordinance would not permit strip clubs, which are still prohibited in Santa Rosa County. And
right.
I'm fine with that one. That one doesn't. Yeah. They are completely illegal in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah.
I never thought about it.
So, yeah. 437-1620. One of the other things in the Land Development Code that I think is interesting is this question of billboards. And the changes proposed are for certain kinds of roads, you know, major connector roads like Chemuckla Highway and Woodbine, that are eventually going to be four lanes, as we just got the parcel bought this week. That's great.
Yep.
So they're going to expand the size of a billboard there can be. And also there's a potential to frequency, like have them more often, you know, the distance between them being less. Now, the way I understand this problem is, partially it's about, do you want more billboards or not? But partially it's also about the monopoly. I mean, you have an advertising monopoly right now because of who owns all of the billboards and even the future billboards, because you have a, what is it, cap and replace.
Yep.
So they don't just have all of them, but they have all of the ones you even could make. And therefore, you have no competition, which is bad for people who want to buy billboard space and on and on. So Thoughts?
You know, I don't like monopolies. You were talking about monopolies earlier.
With the union,
today,
right.
With the unions. You know, open it up. Come to a reasonable conclusion. We don't want, you know, 100-foot by 100-foot billboards lit up in the middle of, you know, a neighborhood or anything.
Right. But, and there are provisions to
prohibit
that.
And there are provisions
right.
to prohibit that. They just put some on East Bay where, you know, Kristen and I live, and they're smaller. They're sized for the road, you know, and they're advertising local businesses that, you know, some folks may not know is there because not everyone,
right.
you know, can advertise on TV or the radio or newspapers.
I can't tell you how many times, and look, I'm a guy who's part of my job is to kind of know as much as I can about the area. I cannot tell you how many times if I didn't stop in that shopping center, I have no idea what's in there.
Right.
Because you drive past it. And yeah. a lot of times my wife going on our bikes, we are at bike speed, you see more things, right?
Yep.
And I'll be like, oh, you know, I didn't know we had that. But billboard advertising is a way to get people to learn about the existence of something that they otherwise wouldn't have known about. But if it's overpriced because you have a monopoly,
right.
you know, or it's just you don't want to buy a digital or whatever, so.
I think that, well, obviously having been the CEO of a Chamber of Commerce for so many years, I'm always thoughtful of ways that we can help businesses.
Mm-hmm.
In any community, whether it's Navarre, Pensacola, Pace, you have to have a good mix of residential and business to support why people want to live in those areas. And we already know that there are enough challenges and restrictions in place for small businesses. Marketing and advertising is a huge one of those, especially
yeah.
when you're starting out. And so when you can remove a monopoly, have more competition out there to make some advertising opportunities or marketing opportunities more achievable for small businesses and local businesses, then I think that's always a good thing. And when you put the protections in place, like Dave said, to make sure you're not having these huge monstrosities that are also a nuisance for homeowners and things like that, then it's good all the way around.
Yeah, if you have a little bit less regulation that opens it up for competition, that's not the same as saying no regulation at all. And
right.
you know, I think that sometimes gets portrayed as a kind of the false alternative or whatever. And by the way, the two big billboard companies just merged.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard.
I forget which way the transaction went, but one bought the other one or acquired the other one. And so it's really not even two in a kind of a duopoly sense. It's now
right.
just the one. And not from bad intent by them necessarily, but just the practical outcome of not having the available opportunity to put in new ones.
Good.
It's 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. Taking a look on the west side. And if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, I'm going to ask a non-Navarre, non-Santa Rosa County question because it's been in the news this week, and it's one of these that I struggle with because I don't really know what I think about this. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, the Obama-era program that basically forgives, ignores, allows people who were brought here as kids, non-citizens of the United States, brought here by their parents illegally to stay in the United States. Kids who have been here and now are adults, you know, have been here 15, 20 years, have grown up here, have known nothing else. They don't have papers. They don't have Social Security numbers. And, you know, they might get ID cards in some cases where that's allowed, but they are not citizens of Mexico or Guatemala or Colombia, but they are not citizens of the United States either, not legally. What do you do with them? I struggle with this because it's not the kid's fault. And so, though I hate incentivizing or rewarding illegal immigration in any way, it's not the kid's fault. And we've got a human being who only knows America as their home. What do you do with that?
Well, you know, we need folks to come in and work.
Absolutely.
You know? And as long as they're paying taxes like everyone else and they're doing their fair share for the community, you're right. These kids didn't ask to be dragged here. You can't keep a program like that forever.
Right.
You know, you need to put some restrictions on it. But, you know, give them the opportunity. If you want to be a citizen, you're all in. You're going to get a Social Security number. You're going to pay taxes. You're going to be a productive member of society. You know, look at everyone looking for people to work.
Right.
Drive by a construction site. Tell me who's building the homes, who's building the businesses, who's doing the road.
It's not people who look like you and me.
Exactly.
And they, you know, they're great at it, but it's jobs that Americans apparently don't want
exactly.
based on what everybody can see with their eyeballs.
Exactly. So, you know, you got to find a way to make them fully productive citizens of the country. Mm-hmm. And those that are should be rewarded with being able to stay here and continue their life and be productive United States citizens.
And that's like typically my attitude towards immigration in general is we benefit so much from it. How can we have as much of it of productive people as we can possibly get?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you're looking at this instance, you've got to weigh the child who
right.
could potentially already be a young adult now. Not they didn't come here by choice. You know, they had no control over how they got here.
Right.
But how do we, like Dave said, help them become successful, productive citizens now?
And